Okay, hi everyone. Nice to see so many of you here trying to find out about CareLinks. Rachel Harrington, Michael and I recently visited Riga to help out with a special preaching, teaching and feeding program that Duncan wanted to run. And I've been asked to give you an insight into our experiences of grace in Riga. Well, as ever, it's where to begin. What do we see, experience, and learn about grace? In fact, there were so many varied events and happenings, many small, seemingly insignificant, but because of the nature and the regularity of them, our eyes were opened to the Spirit of God at work. It was an enlightening and profoundly stirring few days for all three of us, I think. Michael was deeply moved at how much one felt the hand of guidance and grace in the day-to-day matters of life. Even by the end of our second day, we were already aware of the many inspiring moments of grace that had been revealed and packed into just a few hours. To go all through such situations and circumstances would take far too long for our allotted spot for today, as you can see with Stephen prowling around, hence me reading my notes, because I do tend to drift. And of course the fact is that one really needs to go and, as Paul said, experience it for oneself to truly appreciate it. I picked out three spiritual sort of lessons that seemed to jump out all three of us over the course of our 10-day stay. For example, on day two, we had a grand plan to settle in, see the old city, do a mass food shop with Duncan, and get the veggies prepared for the Sunday meal. Excuse me, I'm streaming a bit here. However, we get an urgent call while sightseeing saying we're to be picked up immediately as a brother and sister are in desperate need. We're met and are told how a brother and sister have been thrown out of their shared room due to them being AIDS and HIV positive, something we don't come across very often. They had stayed overnight with some odd acquaintance but had no food and were in despair. The words of James rang in our ears. So we duly drop off at the supermarket to buy some basic foodstuffs before visiting them. All's well until, back in the car, Duncan tries to start the engine, when the key falls apart in his hand, with the metal shaft firmly stuck in the lock, unable to be moved. We then learn that there is only one key, and there's no one else to call. To cut a long story short, after prayer, shopping for pliers, a phone call to Australia, which is 8 hours ahead of us, and several attempts, the car is started. Now what? Find an auto service repair place before it closes, or go to see our brothers and sisters? After winding through back roads, we find and visit our brother and sister in distress. Michael has to stay with the car on tickover because we can't switch it off, and we spent time with them listening and in prayer, and finally left food and some money for medicines. Now to find a car key at 4 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. More driving around, and again, to cut a long story short, the auto repair centre was found eventually, but was closed. More prayer. Then we noticed a billboard with the phone number on. Calls were made in Russian, and we wait. Finally, a man arrives and disappears into the building. 5 minutes later, he returns with a new key, which worked. That's Riga. We were on our way again, back to our original plan A for the day. Why we thought, not Duncan I'm sure because he's been there many times before, but why we thought, when we were busy trying to help and care for those in real need, did our Lord allow, or perhaps even orchestrate, the key issue? It truly felt as if he wanted to stop us, to say that our plans and actions weren't ours, and that of ourselves we could do nothing. It is only through and by his Spirit and grace that these plans and ultimately his purpose is achieved. suddenly we were hit with the reality of my grace is sufficient for you. It was Christ working in and through us to display his grace and favour. In the UK, we'd have another key, wouldn't we? Probably another car. Umpteen friends and family to call on. So we never need to rely on God that often. We are rarely in the position where the Spirit can be displayed. We rarely go outside the comfort zone. While visiting a few of our brothers and sisters out there and seeing many more at the Bible Centre, we became acutely aware of the power and meaning of God's call. His love and compassion on the poor and rejected of this world reminded us of the well-known parable of the wedding banquet, where people are brought in from off the streets. How can we judge who will respond and why? We saw firsthand how God gives the increase, and it is his choosing, not ours. It's often uncomfortable. Perhaps people we wouldn't choose. And it certainly wasn't easy sometimes for us, particularly with the language barrier as well, to mix with people with a different culture who maybe presented us with difficult lives and difficult problems to resolve. But Jesus came to heal the sick, not those that think they're okay. It was extremely humbling for us to see God's grace being poured out, especially on so many of those who had nothing but who now had a glorious hope. Of course, not all at Riga Meeting are in these particularly difficult situations. Many are highly educated, work and live in relatively pleasant circumstances. However, all these brothers and sisters have responded to God's word, have been baptized, and now in their individual lives are trying to work out their faith before the Lord Jesus. So if we feel that any part of the body is weak, then it is our responsibility to help nurture and care for it, not to shy away because it makes us feel uncomfortable. Something we were all personally made aware of there, giving us a fuller understanding of the many parts but one body in 1 Corinthians 12. How can we reject, despise, or judge those who have been shown God's grace? We were so blessed in seeing and sharing in many things, both distressing and joyful. But what was the reason and point of our visit? Well, for some time now, we as a small group had all felt that Jesus has called us to something more, to outreach in both preaching and practical care. That we felt that we were called to get out of our comfort zone and put our faith into, perhaps one might say, more real action. So we went not knowing quite what to expect and somewhat apprehensive for various reasons. Would we meet the challenge? How would we react to the problems we might face? Physical, spiritual, even doctrinal. But the words of Jesus came shining through. By their fruit, you will recognize them. We were privileged to witness many good fruits of the Spirit at work in Riga. We heard God's word taught carefully and with compassion. We saw the joy with which two very different young men accepted the gift of God's grace and responded in baptism. We saw love and concern in action, as well as many prayerful moments that yielded results. Yes, we saw grace in action in Riga. I'm just sorry I had to cut so much out. But we saw grace in the plans and the events working out in God's name. We saw grace poured out on the poor and the people there. And by grace, we as a group were given the push to go and the blessing to grow in our spiritual understanding from our experiences. May we never forget to encourage each other to love and good works. So I hope some of you will go and experience it for yourself. Thank you.